right, we're halfway to the weekend. What are the odds we actually get to some sports today? I percent 1,000. Let's do this. It's a Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday?
Bold enough to improve on a 4,700-year-old tradition. Are you?
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Zhong Li Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. We put odds on everything. What are the odds we finally got a Christmas gift today? A month and a half.
How great is that? I mean, we, RJ Bell sent us a Christmas gift, like a thank you for doing the show. I mean, I'll read the card. It says, Fred and AJ, it's great doing a segment with guys who get it, and it's been even better getting to know each of you. Thanks for everything, RJ. Very nice. Sent mostly a bunch of brownies and
some cigars.
Cigars and candy canes and jelly beans and stuff I can't have. Sent us a couple t-shirts, a coffee cup, a bag of peanuts, which is what I took from the hall. But basically what happened was this came in a big box, like a I don't know. It's like a 2 foot by 2 foot by 2 foot, like a 2 foot cube box, large box. Had my name on it, you know, addressed to me, care of ESPN 97.5. And Michelle, our promo lady, comes up to me today and says, "Hey, you've got a box in the prize closet."
What'd
and
you
I
win?
Was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have a box in the – I don't know what you're talking about. So she goes to the prize closet and brings out this giant box, which is – I mean, the prize closet here isn't that big. It's overstuffed with crap and promotional stuff and junk.
There's at least 11 million koozies in there.
Yeah. I don't know how they found room to fit this box in there for a month. But Michelle says, it's been sitting in here for like a month. I come here to work – at least 4 days a week, usually 5 days a week.
Usually five. Yeah, right now we're out.
We're at the race park usually.
So 4 days a week.
But that's, we've been out there, what, twice?
Yeah.
So I'm like, what the hell? When I see it's actual mail, I thought maybe this was a box that somebody dropped off for me or something like that. Then I see it's actual mail that's addressed to me. And I said, what's going on here? Like, isn't that what the mail room is for? We have a mail room
here.
Yeah,
we actually have little mailboxes.
So I understand that box wouldn't have fit inside my mailbox. I get that. But they probably – I walk by there and check it every damn day. I get stupid magazines from like News China magazines and magazines I've never subscribed to. People send me all kinds of ridiculous crap that I don't care about.
That's another thing. Why the hell are we getting these Chinese magazines?
I get books that I'll never read. I get a bunch of crap. I would have opened this box. I mean, it's an intriguing box. It's a large box. And it had brownies in it. I mean, you could probably microwave those brownies and they'll be good. But who knows?
I'm going to give them to the interns. We'll let them
there you go.
Out. Yeah. If they die, they die.
I mean, what is this? Why does it go in the prize closet of all places? And then she says, well, it's set up at the front desk for a while and she just got tired of it being there. Well, here's a novel idea. How about somebody who's tired of it being around, tell me that I've got mail up there. It doesn't seem like a difficult thing. I swear. Every time I start to think this is like a professional office working environment, I'm rudely reminded that it's just not.
They steal headphones. Now they're stealing our Christmas gift.
It's the most unprofessional workplace.
But there's some cool stuff here. There's a pregame.com t-shirt and some cigars, coffee cup. There's also the peppermint sticks, which are broken.
Candy canes.
Candy canes are broken.
Well, this one was all the way broken.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're still good.
I'm sure they're still good. I think those things are like cockroaches. They last forever.
Or rats.
Or whatever.
Yeah. 713-780-ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. And just keep in mind that on Wednesdays, we do things differently. We put odds on everything. So technically percentages. But what are the odds there might be beer sitting in there for us in that same closet that's been there for six
months?
Could
be.
So yeah, I'll say at least 50-50. All right. Well, a lot to get to. Your Rockets playing the Spurs tonight. Excited?
Oh, yes.
You got to be thrilled, right? This is your kind of game.
Oh, yes. Well, I feel it's going to be disappointing if you're a Rockets fan. But it's one of those, I mean, this is one of those nights you just got to take your medicine.
Yeah, and
I mean, when you've got the Spurs or the Warriors, you just bring lube. I think that's what you do.
Pretty much.
And if you're the Spurs and you're playing the Warriors, you just bring lube.
We didn't get to that yesterday, and I apologize if you tuned in and wanted to hear about sports the whole show. I hope people, and I had a lot of great positive feedback from that show yesterday.
I
had fun with it.
No surprise. And usually people crying bitch when we don't talk about sports.
Yeah, but I thought it was a fun topic, and I thought everybody really embraced it well, and I hope it showed that we can all disagree on stuff and talk about solutions and different approaches to things without it turning into you suck.
Yeah.
You're an idiot. One thing though I have to follow up on very quickly, because I've had about 50 people say, "Oh, help me get a scholarship." Let me clarify, when I was teaching, I had access to all this stuff.
Yeah.
Now I don't. What I will do, and I promise you we are going to do this at some point this year, we will do a fundraiser and we will create a scholarship for a Blitzer.
All right.
Yeah, all right. Does that sound fair?
Sounds good to me.
Because I think that's, I like to put my money where my mouth is sometimes.
Unless, here's what we'll do. We'll do that fundraiser, and if Bernie Sanders gets elected, you and I are going to split that money up and drink it away.
Yeah, because we won't need to give you the scholarship.
Because then everybody can go to college for free.
Right.
But if he does not get elected, we will send a Blitzer to college.
Well,
for like a semester or a year.
Well,
or
we'll
help him out.
Yeah, we'll come up with enough to help pay for books and tuition. Yeah. And
I don't know how much we can raise.
Yeah, I mean we'll raise what we can. But every little bit helps. So even if it's a couple grand, it's a couple grand. But we'll get you some money. Promised.
You can blow to the strip club if you want. Whatever you want to do.
Hey,
you're in college. Act a fool.
Well, we're gonna. We are going to have, there is going to have to be a contest so you can get it, so that we know you're really worthy of it. Plus, you have to be a Blitzer.
Yeah.
Not one of those.
Maybe it'll have to be like Blitz trivia.
Yeah, you'll have to prove that you know the show.
Or maybe we can have a couple contestants come in and I can come up with a game show. Yeah, I haven't done a game show in a long time.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan.
Yeah.
But it can't just be tell all your friends at college that they're going to give away a scholarship.
No,
it's going to have to be. You're a fan of the show? Because we know we have a lot of listeners who are in school right now. I think we learned that yesterday if we didn't already know that. And so we'll work on that this summer, and hopefully you'll have it for the fall semester. And Frobius bringing up, nothing says professional working environment like pubes in the urinal. At least there were no pubes on the box.
That's true.
There is that. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And yeah, I'm kind of curious from a Rockets perspective. I'm actually, somebody says pepper spray in the face in order to get, no, that the hospital bills would cost more than the scholarship. We learned that the hard way. But I think it'll be interesting to see. The Rockets have played pretty well over their last 10 games or so. And, that win over the Pelicans wasn't anything very impressive, but to me, games like this are sort of measuring sticks, and the Spurs are better than you. The Spurs are playing better basketball right now. See where you are. You go in there and play them tight, that's a good game. You go in there and get beat by 30, Well, you do what the Spurs did the other night. Oh, well, let's move on to the next one. It's regular season. But it is if this team is going to, and I think right now, win a playoff series should be the goal. If you're going to win a playoff series, you need to go in there and play the Spurs close. I don't think, yeah. And if you beat them, great. I just remind you that 2 years ago, the Rockets beat them four times, and who won the title? So it's still regular season basketball. It doesn't mean a lot, but it's one of those games that I want to see simply because it's, you know, it is one of the teams that is clearly one of the two or three best teams in all of basketball. And even without Tim Duncan, that's a damn good basketball team. 713-780-ESPNC. All right, here's a good one from Relax for Once. Here's a question for the game show. How many times has Fred been married?
3.5.
Yeah, but if you don't listen to the show, you don't know that.
No. I know, and I barely listen to the show.
Chris wants to know, can the scholarship be direct deposited into our MyBookie account? Well, that is kind of a...
No, you got to do it whenever you get it, you could put it in there.
Well, you have to be trustworthy enough that when we give you this money, you actually buy books or something with it. So, we'll have to figure out a way where we can trust you. Lie detector test.
Something.
I know how you love those.
Yeah.
All right. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. When we come back, we'll get to your phone calls and lots more sportsy stuff to get to, including something that was being tweeted about right before the show came on that I'm kind of fascinated by involving Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay.
You saw that, right?
I did see that.
Okay. I want to talk about that.
Did you see what Amber Rose said about Kanye West?
I did not.
We could talk about that, too.
All right.
There's rapper beef on Twitter today between Wiz Khalifa and Kanye West.
Really?
Yeah.
Also, I think we've got some Globetrotters wandering around here that we've got here.
I hear that, too.
Yeah. So
Everybody in the office was outside taking pictures with Hawk.
Hawk?
Yeah, he's supposed to come in next segment.
Oh, okay. So we'll do that, and then we'll take your phone calls.
AJ says, can the kid of a blitzer qualify? My son will be graduating from high school in 2018. 2018 is a long time from now.
Yeah. No, we're going to be doing this for the 2016 fall semester.
Yeah. You might have to get your kid to start listening, so maybe we can do this an annual thing.
Yeah, that would be my goal. We turn it into an annual thing, and every year before football season, we do some kind of thing and give some scholarship money to somebody. So
you're so generous, Fred.
I like the people. I do. And
I don't, but I sit here with you. So
well, but something
I'm
like
by proxy, somewhat generous.
But education's important. I've always said that. I've been involved in it for a long time, and
overrated.
I would just say though that for something like that, I think that's the kind of thing we should be doing. But tell you what else, guys. If you've got a small business, or maybe you got a club, and you want to get business cards. My good friends at Vista Print are back with us, and I'll tell you what, they're great for small business owners. They give you tons of custom products, business cards, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, everything. And they've got a great offer right now. Let's say you've got a fan club or a tailgate club, and you just want to get cards. You don't want to spend a bunch of money. You want to get cards for the year and hand them out to people and let them know. How about this? 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter my promo code FRED at checkout. And I know a lot of you guys do that, and if you've got your fan club and you want to get cards for them and things like that, or postcards and flyers, man, this is so affordable. This isn't like you go to a store and you pay a whole bunch of money for these things. Vista Print, you get it done, you get it to you right away. They absolutely guarantees you'll love your products every time, or they'll make it right. They've got amazing customer service, and I got to tell you, it is so easy to get on that website and order. And I've ordered business cards on there before. I've ordered flyers and 500 business cards for $9.99. You can't beat that. And I'm telling you, man, Vistaprint is terrific. It's for business. It's for any of these things. If you've got a PT, if you've got a parents organization you want to get cards for, something like that, or flyers, you can do it so cheaply on Vistaprint. You can design your own. It works great. 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Just use the code FRED at checkout. That is up to a 50% savings over the regular site pricing. Quality's great, they're easy to customize, and you can't beat the price. 500 business cards for $9.99. Hey, maybe you want to get business cards so you can hand them out to your friends and pretend you're something you're not. You can do that too. It's great. To redeem this offer, you get 500 custom business cards for just $9.99. Very simple. Visit Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint.com, V-I-S-T-A-P-R-I-N-T.com. Design your custom business cards. Enter my code FRED at checkout. That's code FRED. This is an exciting offer for a great product, so don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today.
Hey, man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that whistling man with the bone.
Sure having himself a ball.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And one of the most recognizable songs in all of sports, I would say. Joining us now, Hawk Thomas from the Harlem Globetrotters, who will be here Saturday night. And I hope we didn't blow the whole interview talking off air there about you working with the kids. When I walked in today, he's out there teaching these kids how to, you know, how they should set up to shoot, how they should dribble. That's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's definitely cool. You know, we go to thousands and thousands of schools. You know, we started, you know, in 1926. You know, a really short little white guy, Abe Saperstein, actually came up with the idea of creating the Harlem Globetrotters. You know, and then it was just, you know, five African-American guys going around, you know, trying to showcase their skills, called the Savoy Five. And then he was like, you know what? Well, how about we add Harlem to it, since Harlem's the center of black entertainment? So then we became Harlem, then transitioned to Harlem Globetrotters, started really traveling and touring the world and having the ability to show kids the right way to play basketball, as well as transition into, you know, things what we like to say is, you know, without the Harlem Globetrotters, there truly wouldn't be, you know, some of the things that are in basketball now.
What I think is cool about you guys is when I was a little kid and my parents would take me, and it was Meadowlark and those guys,
yeah.
And I took my kids when they were little, and it's really one of the cool family experiences, because you guys put on a great show, and it is entertainment. But you're right, there's some pretty cool basketball skill going on too.
Oh, of course. You know, I played at NC State University, got my undergrad there, went on to Marshall University to get my master's degree, as well as play at Marshall. I played in Germany. I played in various other countries. In the past 4 years since I've been a Globetrotter, I've probably been to 12 different countries and played. So it's a wonderful experience. You meet so many different people, and we consider ourselves ambassadors of goodwill, which means we get out, we give to the community. We want to show kids that you can have a positive role model and be anything you want to be in life.
When were you at NC State?
2007, 2010, I was at NC State.
Okay, so you just missed when they had that monster recruiting class with C.J. Leslie and Lorenzo
Brown.
And all those guys.
I just missed it. Like, okay. Literally, like, was right
you
there.
You were in some dark ages for NC State hoops.
Yeah, we was in a little bit of a slump. But, you know, we actually had a pretty good recruiting class coming in. You know, it was myself, J.J. Hicks, and Javi Gonzalez.
J.J. Hicks is a good player.
Yep, Tracy Smith. So we had a really, really athletic team. You know, we fell into a little bit of a slump, but it's okay. They're kind of picking it up now. You know, I'm proud of them.
That's like a fraternity, the guys who play basketball, college basketball in North Carolina. Like, can you talk to a Duke guy or a Wake guy or even a UNC guy and just strike up conversation about playing ACC basketball in North Carolina?
Well, now I can.
Yeah, but at the time.
As you're playing, it's a no-go.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not going to happen. You know, you're always competitive. We're in that triangle area, NC State, Duke, UNC, all within, you know, 10 to 15 miles of each other.
Yeah.
So when you see each other, it's kind of like, okay, I'm going to get you. All right. But, you know, it's all fun. On the court, very, very competitive. Off the court, a lot of great guys. You know, you'll see them around town, and they'll speak to you. They'll say hello. So, you know, like I said, great guys. But on the court, it's super competitive.
Who do you hate the most out of those teams?
Oh, man. I can't say I hate anyone, but
you can.
You know.
That's all right.
I hate is a harsh word. At the time.
You were probably going up against guys like Kyle Singler, guys like that, weren't you?
Yeah. And
I wasn't
a fan.
No way.
You know, I can't lie.
Plumleys. You had to guard
actually,
Plumleys.
I played against the Plumlee brothers quite a while. You know, they went to Christ school when I was in high school. I was at Greensboro Day. So, you know, in high school, we played against each other. You know, we beat them in a state championship my junior year. Next year, they beat us. So I played against them for a while. They're great guys. Play with them in the summer leagues. So great guys. But when they were at Duke, it was on. You know, I was ready to work when I stepped on that court.
Obviously, when you're playing at that level, you're thinking, I'm going to continue playing basketball when I get out. And you did. You played overseas. At what point did the Globetrotters become an option? And what part did you start? At what point did you start thinking about that? That, hey man, this might be kind of a cool way to keep doing what I'm doing and do some entertaining while I'm at it.
Of course. Well, you know, actually, funny story was I was in the NBA D League. I was actually talking to the Nets, trying to get the call up. Really close with the GM of Springfield Armor. That's the team I was playing for, and I was doing really, really well. You know, so I was like, okay, you know, my coach was like, keep playing well. You know, you'll get that opportunity. I was this close to it. And then broke my foot. I was playing the whole season. I was like, man, my foot just doesn't feel right. Something's wrong. And then we happened to be in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and my coach was like, well, let's just get an MRI on it. You'll be fine. Came back, fracture, you know. So I had to have surgery. And then coming back, it was just a very tough process, you know. Even when I was clear, it was hard to run again. And I had to relearn how to jump and everything. And it was a tough process. So I kind of was like, I think basketball may be done, you know. I went to NC State, you know, got my undergrad. I went to Marshall, you know, pursued my master's degree. So maybe I just got to put on a suit and tie. And then right at that moment, one of my buddies played with the Harlem Globetrotters. He was like, hey, why don't you just fly out to Houston, you know, try it out. You can at least come out, you know, watch my game. I said, of course I'll do it. Flew out to Houston. Oh, I loved it. You know, it was like my family came out. They were super excited, having a good time. I'm seeing guys like Special K, you know, Big Easy run around, sharing popcorn with kids, you know, making kids laugh, making families laugh. So ever since then, I was like, you know, I'm set. I want to be a Globetrotter.
That's awesome. And so you've been at it since, what, 2014 now? Is that when you get started?
2013.
Yep, 2013.
What's the deal? Do you have to, like, do you guys try out every year? And, I mean, you try to maintain your roster spot? Because there are new guys coming out that are trying to take those jobs, I'm sure.
It's very hard. You have guys come out of college every year, you know, and I'm a finisher. So, you know, like I tell some of the younger guys, there's going to be people come out every single year that can jump higher than you. Because you're going to only get older and older and older, you know. But so you always got to be able to compete. That's when knowing the game of basketball and being able to play basketball comes into play, you know. So, you know, getting the younger guys out there and hitting them with a move they didn't really know existed, you know, and then just having a little bit of fun with them. But there is a process where you have to go to training camp. You have to prove yourself. And upon proving yourself, you'll get that opportunity to renew your contract.
Talk Thomas, Harlem Globetrotters will be here Saturday night, and tickets are still available.
Before we let you go, I was looking at your bio, and you're like all ACC, all academic team in 2009, 2011. I mean, that's an accomplishment to be that good of a student while you're a student athlete. What are your goals? What are your plans after you're done playing hoop?
Well, you know, I had big plans, you know. Going into college, everybody was like, you know, are you going to play pro? I said, of course I'm going to play pro. But my mom always was like, you need to promise me one thing, that you're going to graduate.
Yeah.
So I was like, of course I'm going to graduate. I promised my mom that. And then when I got to NC State, I blew my knee out. So the doctor was like, well, you'll never play basketball again, let alone be able to walk. At the time, I had to have like a piece from a cadaver installed back into my knee. It was like a huge hole in my knee. And I was like, man, you know, it was devastating. I'm a young guy expecting to go pro and expecting to, you know, do big things with basketball, and my career is over.
Right.
So, you know, instead of giving up, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to give up. I'm going to graduate. So I started taking 21 hours a semester, and I was taking 21 hours each semester plus 12 hours over the summer, each summer session. So I was really kicking it. I had to meet with a dean of the university to get all my hours approved. And I was like, well, the only way you can get hours is if, you know, you maintain, you know, AB average. So that's what I did. You know, I went in there. I took my academics very seriously, and it transitioned to on the court. Now it's going to transition into, you know, life after basketball. You know, I understand that basketball is not going to always be there. So you got to be able to cope with that and, you know, move on. So after basketball, I own my own business back in North Carolina. And, you know, I'm looking at investing in a few more things, as well as getting to the business of, you know, training kids and helping kids understand the true value of basketball, as well as life after basketball.
Does playing for the Globetrotters, I mean, with your knee the way it is and having that injury, and not to say that, you know, playing for the Globetrotters isn't competitive basketball, mm-hmm. but it's not like the grind of playing in the NBA or something like that, where guys are like trying to hammer on you and things like that every night. Does it help you to be in a little bit more of a loose style of basketball than that physical NBA?
It's actually is really physical.
Is it?
It is very physical. Like, we practice every day. You know, whenever we have an opportunity, we scrimmage each other. And when we scrimmage, it's like all out.
You guys are going hard, huh?
Going hard. Because if you're the guy that comes back in the locker room and you, you know, played like, you know, ish, well, you're going to hear it from everybody. So you don't want to be that guy. So you always want to focus on your skills and be able to come out and compete. But as of now, you know, knock on wood, but I've been feeling great. You know, my body feels great. I've learned how to take care of my body, how to, you know, maneuver myself and put myself in situations where I'm not going to injure myself. I still have a 44-inch vertical after having knee surgery. I came back, you know, jumping even stronger, running even faster. So, you know, I never let anything get in my way. I never let, you know, any injuries get in my way. I never try to use any excuses. All I'm going to do is keep working. And, you know, when my time of bouncing that ball is up, you know, I want to transition into something else, whether that's, you know, working in the front office, you know, with the Globetrotters. I would love to stay with the Globetrotters. Wonderful organization, you know, with the new owners and, you know, the people that we work under is great. You know, Hersham Family Entertainment is huge. They own so many amusement parks. So that organization is where I want to be for life. And, you know, I couldn't see myself anywhere else.
How many, when you guys do those scrimmages, how many steps before someone calls a travel?
Oh, we go two steps. You can't do five, six, seven, eight like I've been seeing. You know, you can't spin and take two steps.
All right.
You can't do a euro and then re-euro.
Okay.
We try to make it legit, we want to make sure we're doing everything the right way, but it is very, very, very competitive. And, you know, we play over 300 games in 4 months, you know, 300 games. And it's not like these games are short, you know. They're hour and a half, 2 hour games. This weekend we'll be playing over at the Energy Center, and we're actually playing at 2 and 7, as well as Sunday we'll be playing at 2. So we got a doubleheader Sunday or Saturday, and then we'll be playing on Sunday at 2. So we're playing tons and tons of games. So you have to be in tip top shape, mentally and physically.
And tickets still available. You can go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com and Go see him, man. Take the kids. It's a very, very cool experience. Hawk, appreciate the time, man. Good stuff.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll get back to the phone lines. 713-780-3776. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys. Always tell you about Dirt Free. It's a new year. You want to start it off right. No better way to do that than starting your house off on the right foot. And that's with clean floors. I've worked with Dirt Free for a long time. I used them when I was in Austin before I was even advertising for them. I've used them since I've been here in Houston. They do fine work. They are statewide, and they leave your floors looking like new. They're Houston's leading carpet cleaning professionals. They don't use soaps or chemicals, which can damage your carpet fibers long term, like a lot of the other guys do. They've got a non-toxic patented pre-spray along with super water and truck-powered equipment. And combined, that technology will give you amazing results. And once the stains are gone, they are not going to come back like they do with the other guys. And it's not just carpet. They'll do tile, stone, leather. They'll do whatever you need. They'll come in and do the interior of your car if that's what needs to be cleaned. And the Sunday service now available, guys. So that's a new thing for them. Start the new year with a brand new look and feel of clean carpets. They've got an amazing deal for you right now. Three rooms for $99. 95. Tell them AJ sent you. Call 281-347-8373. That's 281-347-8373. Or visit them online at dirtfreecarpet.com for 24-hour scheduling and additional specials. That's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free.
All aboard!
Ha, 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 ha! Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. What are the odds Wednesday? Crazy, but that's how it goes. Especially when you're dreaming, apparently. Sharon Osbourne. You familiar with her?
I am.
She's a tiny little thing.
She's a wee lass.
Yeah. Apparently, she tweeted Shaq that she had a sex dream about him.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Says, at Shaq, I dreamt about you last night. It's true what they say. You never go back. And earlier, she had tweeted out a picture of her with Shaq, and it said, 7'1" of magnificentness.
Yeah.
Okay. First off, I'm pretty sure Shaq would split her in two. Although, she's the wife of a rock star. God knows what she's been up to in her life. And elephants, who knows?
All right.
But, although, you remember that, I don't know if he still has that girlfriend, but Shaq had that tiny little girlfriend for the longest time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure Shaq gets around.
Yeah, just...
As he should.
Yeah, no, if I were Shaq, I would...
Yeah.
I would play as many courts as possible.
Is that more or less strange than what DaReal Amber Rose tweeted to Kanye West today?
See, I did not see that, so...
Oh, well, let me...
So enlighten me, sir.
Let me enlighten you. During the Kanye Wiz Khalifa Twitter beef, which has all been erased now, it's been deleted.
That's no fun.
I know.
I think that's a little... Punk ass move by Kanye.
People do that, but that's all right. It's no surprise.
More punk ass is that he brought in Wiz's kid into this thing.
Yeah, but he said, Amber Rose said, "Oh, Kanye West, are you mad? I'm not around to play in your backside anymore." Yeah.
Okay.
Hashtag fingers in the booty ass bitch. Not finger, mind you.
Fingers.
Bro. Listen, a lot of more adventurous types might go for a finger. Multiple fingers, that's commitment. That's like, you're into some different stuff than I'm into. But, hey. Then she said, LOL at Kanye West. Now you want to delete your tweets because MUVA, is that what she calls herself? I don't know. Has arrived. Hashtag Twitter fingers, which gross. You're touching your cell phone with those fingers. Hashtag you're getting bodied by a stripper. And then there's the N word.
Hmm.
But with the A, G-A, not G-E-R.
I see.
Yeah.
He did label one of his albums My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
That's true. It's true. Well,
I wonder how many fingers.
Is that what he meant? Yeah.
And is it because more than two
is that's like a violent act. That's not even I don't know. I don't know what the line is drawn at.
Hmm.
But that's yeah.
All right.
Fingers in the booty ass bitch.
Sounds like a song.
That should be Kanye's next album's name.
Yeah.
I think he's going to call it Waves, but I think that's a much better title.
Isn't that kind of appropriate, though, too? If we're talking about what she's talking about, comes in waves.
It's true.
It's a possibility. All right. We'll take some phone calls at 713-780-ESPN. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday, so... Put odds on him. Let's try Johnny. We'll let Johnny lead it off today with a What Are the Odds? What is up, Johnny?
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, I'd like to do a What Are the Odds? The Texans make a splash landing in free agency this offseason and maybe acquire a big-name running back. And then also Jordy Dickinson.
All right. Big-name running backs that are going to be free agents, I think there are two. I think there's Matt Forte and I think there's Doug Martin. I don't think Doug Martin's going to be going anywhere. I think Tampa Bay wants to keep him. Matt Forte, is older than Arian. I don't know if that's the right move to pay him. I think they're going to – I mean, they're obviously going to do something at running back. I think that's a position that's more likely taken care of through the draft.
Yeah, or lower-level free agents. I would say less than 5%. And can I say the only time I ever turn on Granato, he's doing that Judy Dickinson thing. It's like I've quit listening. I love you, John, but I cannot listen. It is the same thing every time. And I think – I don't know if it's my timing or what.
Yeah.
And it was funny the first 2,000 times I heard it.
And not funny anymore?
No. It's like, okay, new bit. All right, let's try Mike real quick.
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, guys. Quick word of the odds. If Kelvin Benjamin had been healthy this year and kind of had the same season he did last year, what do you think the odds would have been that the Panthers would have gone undefeated? I'll listen.
I mean, it's possible.
I honestly still think it's so hard to go through an entire season without losing a game, and you have to play at such a high level. And they weren't a team like the Patriots were when they did it, where they were just housing everybody by 25 and 30 points. I think they still would have lost that game, most likely. It's just hard to keep that kind of intensity the entire season.
I mean, once you get to 14-0, 15-0, I mean, and that's where they lost, was it 14-0?
Yeah.
The pressure is cranked up.
Well, and a lot of times, and it wasn't really the case this year because the Cardinals were right behind them, but a lot of times you have everything wrapped up by then too, and it's hard to go out there with that same intensity week after week.
Well, if you remember, they were, that stretch there, they almost lost to the Saints,
right?
Almost lost to the Giants, and then finally they lost to the Falcons in Atlanta. But they had some close calls this year. I think that's tough to think that they would be undefeated.
All right, couple from Twitter. Jacob says Gold Digger song has a whole new meaning to me now.
Yeah.
And Nick
I
says,
think that's fool's gold, my friend.
Yeah, exactly. Nick says, what are the odds Fox News pulls Megyn Kelly before the debate so Trump goes? Hashtag ratings.
Man, I'm telling you, and this is going to be big news for Donald Trump. This is going to be a big deal, him not doing this debate, because when the ratings come out and they are inevitably lower, which, make no mistake, they will be lower.
Significantly lower.
He's going to point at it and say, see, without me, no one cares. And unfortunately, he's probably right.
Hmm.
That's the
Well, and you know what? I'd be willing to bet, since it's What Are the Odds Wednesday, I'd say there's at least a 60% chance that all they talk about is him anyway.
But that's what they get for doing these. I mean, how many debates do you need?
Well, and at this point, shouldn't we be down to three or four people anyway?
Like, let's talk about what questions have they not asked in some sort of, you know, in some wording or another. Everything's been asked. Let's move on. Do something else. Just pick a guy already.
Or at least cut it to three. Cut it to three.
That's fine, too.
And so we can actually hear some of these guys talk. Anyway.
All right. Listen, guys, how many of you are not in love with your job? How many of you are working too many hours, not getting enough money? Maybe you're having to be outside in the cold today. Ask yourself how many people you know who are working in the computer industry and how many of them are flat broke. There aren't any. Because if you're in the IT industry, you're doing all right. A ton of computer jobs out here. IT is consistently ranked as one of the fastest growing industries in the country. Place to get the skills you need, mycomputercareer.edu. There's a huge demand for certified pros. My Computer Career has job placement specialists that'll work with you to get you hired. Houston's one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. There are companies hiring IT guys all over the city. But to get the job, you've got to have these skills and certification. And I know what you're thinking, man, we talked about this ad nauseum yesterday. Going back to school is expensive. It takes a lot of time. Not with my computer career. It takes less than a year. You'll be in and out of school. Financial aid is available, including the GI Bill. Make that step to your next career, to your better career. Go to mycomputercareer.com or .edu, pardon me. Take the free career evaluation today, the first step to changing your life and to making more money. Mycomputercareer.edu, take their free career evaluation and tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Gosh, it's cool now. Now I'm going to do it's new now. Really, really need it cool now. Cause you will never get on top of this. So mommy, best advice is just to get on top of this.
from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. See, I love this. Judy Dickinson is still hilarious, Fred. You're wrong. How am I wrong that I don't like something? How does that make me wrong that I'm bored with something? Means I'm bored with it. Doesn't make me wrong, dickweed. I got to read this. Speaking of which, kick off your weekend right. Have lunch out with ESPN 97.5 each Friday. John and Raheel, followed by Unfiltered. We'll broadcast live beginning at 10 a.m. from Nick's Place. Meet us at the best Italian food and drink spot in Houston, 2713 Rocky Ridge. I still listen to those guys. I do enjoy their show. It's just when that starts, I flip the channel. Or I listen to music.
Yeah.
Let's try a couple calls. Mark, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports, fellas.
Sports to you.
Yes, sir. I have a question. What are the odds? One day question. What are the odds that the Panthers and Patriots both make it to the Super Bowl next year in Houston, making it the same two teams that were here in 2004?
I'll go 10%.
Can I ask 5%. A question? Can we play this year's game first?
Yeah. Everybody wants to jump the gun. I mean, do you remember last year, the day after, or the first day we were on after the draft, and the Texans didn't take a quarterback? What kind of quarterbacks are coming out next year that we can draft? Dude, this year's draft, that's 364 days away. I don't know.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, after the Super Bowl, we can start looking at odds on next year's Super Bowl. Yeah. Does that sound fair? Can we just wait?
But it's low.
You only got to wait a week and a half.
Right.
And then you can call back with that on the Wednesday after the Super Bowl. But yes, I would say the odds are pretty low. Let's try Jones. What's up, Jones?
Sports.
Sports to you, Jones.
Hey, I remember when it was LeBron and KD, I think it was LeBron fatigue. Everybody just wanted to say KD was better. And even Westbrook a little last year after his triple-doubles. What are the odds that Stephen Curry really is a better player this year than LeBron James?
I don't know. I'd still rather have LeBron James and Steph Curry.
I think I would, but as far as who's playing better basketball, I do think it's actually an argument now.
I think Steph Curry played better ball last year.
And when you look at the whole thing from beginning of last year till now, you can make a pretty good argument that Steph Curry's been a better basketball player.
I would also say that, LeBron James is obviously, and it's hard to compare because they play different
kind of animals.
But LeBron, there's not a facet of the game that LeBron doesn't help his team in. LeBron's a better defender than Steph Curry. LeBron's a better rebounder, obviously. LeBron's damn near as good of a passer, and he's not a point guard. Steph, though, that shot, that's a great equalizer, my man.
Yeah, it is. I'm with you. I probably still take LeBron, but I don't think it's silly to ask that question at all. And it's funny because I was looking at a story today. Here's what his shooting percentage on three pointers between 27 and 34 feet. So three pointers well beyond the line.
Right.
Care to take a guess what he's shooting?
No, I couldn't even guess.
44.9%. I mean, that's just sick. That's a guy who can cross half court and just fire it up, basically.
I would say right now Steph Curry is playing better basketball than LeBron James. LeBron James is not having his best season. He's LeBron, so he's doing just fine. But statistically, you can't argue.
Here's what's amazing about that stat. The NBA average at the actual three-point line is 35%. The NBA average for what they call long three-pointers, and this is per the Wall Street Journal, 27 to 34 feet, 23.9%, and he's shooting 44.9%.
That's ridiculous.
And it's gone up the last 3 years, and he's been over that average significantly. Obviously, he's an above-average three-point shooter, so he should be well above the average. But to be 20% higher, in 2013-14, he was shooting 30.7 from out there. in 2014-15, 38.6 when he won the MVP.
It's crazy.
So now he's shooting 44.9. So it's the farther back you push him, he's still shooting almost 45% on his three-pointers.
So let's play a little game. I assume that if you had a vote right now for MVP at the halfway point, it's Steph Curry, right?
Yeah.
Can you even fill out, like, what would the rest of your ballot look like? Like, give me your top three.
God, I'm not even sure where I would go.
Right? That's how lopsided it is.
Yeah, it really is. To me, it's kind of like the NFL MVP vote. It's like, okay, it's Cam Newton. There's some other guys having some pretty good years, yeah. But okay, done.
I think what Kevin Durant's doing, coming back from injury and playing the way he has, is phenomenal. I think Kawhi Leonard should be in that conversation for sure. I think LeBron James is always in the talk. I think Draymond Green would be in the discussion if he didn't play on the same team as Steph Curry.
I think he makes the same case for Klay Thompson, who's also had a pretty good season.
If they
don't play with that guy, I mean.
But there's nobody even in sniffing range this year.
So A32 says if you put four dudes off the street with LeBron, he'd still be competing for the Eastern Conference. If you did that with Steph Curry, you wouldn't have the same results from Aaron.
I believe that, too.
I believe that. I'm not 100% sold on it anymore,
but with
though.
Steph Curry, given the system that he's in, he is the perfect fit, and it maximizes his game, and it's something.
And that, I mean, I think you could say the same thing for Kawhi Leonard. I mean, he's in the perfect system for him, and it does the same thing, and I think that's a big part of those guys. I don't know that LeBron's in, I don't even know what system you would call it, and he still does what he does.
Yeah.
What are the odds J.J. Watt is Defensive Player of the Year for the next 3 years? Do you think he'll stay that dominant?
0%.
Yeah, it's almost...
The NFL, the writers won't even allow that.
No, and
this guy isn't Lawrence
staying healthy for 3 years is the big deal. And plus, there's some other pretty good players out there, and somebody will have a monster year. I wouldn't say... I'll say 0.001%. All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.